So Correa and Chavez, just really briefly, I think so many similarities, but I think one difference is Correa really, there was one, there was a major mistake made in Chavez's government in terms of economic policy. The biggest one was the exchange rate system. Although it held in place, it didn't do too much damage while Chavez was alive, but shortly after he died, it kind of blew up on them under Maduro, and he didn't make an adjustment when it would have been easier for him to do it in his first year and a half or so of being in office. And I don't think Correa would ever have made that kind of mistake. Mind you, it's a little different. Ecuador doesn't have its own currency. As of 2000, they have the US dollar. So they don't have even an exchange rate system. They use the US dollar. But that's actually although it has some benefits. I mean, he keeps inflation down and interest rates down. But overall, it's a disadvantage. And that was really dramatically illustrated after 2014 when the oil price collapsed. And at the same time, the US dollar increased in value. That was very bad for Ecuador, those two things combined. I mean, in Ecuador, they would have preferred the US dollar to go down, but when you're using another country's currency, you don't have any control. I mean, if you're stuck, if the dollar goes up when you need it to go down, well, that's too bad. You're just going to have to deal with it. So Correa did find ways to deal with it. So I would say his macroeconomic policies were better than Chavez. I think that was that was one difference. But I think Chavez built a more cohesive base or an organized base, because part of that is because Chavez was out of office. He became a prominent leader years before taking office, so he had time to develop a leadership that was with him and cohesive and trusted. Whereas Correa became a prominent figure very shortly before. He was very briefly a finance minister in one government, but that was just a few years before he took office. So he kind of took office, became a prominent, and then tried to kind of build a party under him, a party structure under him. And so when you're in power, you tend to attract more imposters and opportunists, and I think that was a bigger problem for Correa. So he didn't he that was one important difference. So and you see that dramatically play out with Moreno's betrayal of Correa.